Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
I continue with you.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the Replacements.
It's the Balcony.
Yeah. The Replacements were always a great band. They're highly underrated.
Damn right they are.
We got to come back and revisit them again, along with several other bands.
They're going to be on the show later, man.
Oh, that's right. That's they certainly are.
We're not messing around today.
Okay. So we got it all made. You picked the right ones, I guess.
You're goddamn right I did.
All right.
It's my job.
That's right. Of course. How could
it's what I've been tasked with doing.
Your task.
It's literally the one talent that I have is making mixtapes.
That's right. And I love every minute of it, man. This and everybody loves it.
I can juggle a little. I can make good mixtapes. I'm okay in the kitchen.
You're
that's
some kind of Renaissance
that's
guy or something?
That's it, right there.
And you can write a little bit.
I can write a little bit.
Okay.
And all my other skills are sexually based.
Oh.
What?
What?
Hey,
we can't talk about that.
Well,
this
that's
is a family program.
Totally different podcast.
Some shit like that. Anyway. Hello, everybody. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for chiming in or listening in with us while we're chiming on and on. About this damn music again.
Mm.
And oh, man.
We got some music.
Oh, first off, let's acknowledge in-person record.
Oh, yes.
Still very rare.
Very rare. We have the organic studio thing going on.
It's happening.
Here. Right, man. We're sitting here. We're within feet of each other.
There it is. I could reach out and touch someone.
He's just hit me on my right
within
shoulder.
Within 6 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, are you boosted?
I am boosted.
Okay, so
you hit me on my booster.
Oh, so I'm sorry, man.
It's now going into my...
Not good if it still hurts 4 months after you got it.
I think you're dying.
It
doesn't hurt. So, that's fine. So, anyway, we're in the studio, and we're doing some recording, so that's great.
It's always good
to see you, my friend. It's always a good time. It's always good to see you.
It's always great to listen to tunes with you. And, oh, man, we got a humdinger of a show tonight.
We got some solid rockin' beats. It is Sock Rockin' Beats episode 17, and it's just solid fucking rock, man.
Yeah, there's no theme to this show.
No. It's just balls out to balls to the wall rockin'.
Yeah, I noticed that we've been doing a lot of theme shows. I think it's just time to... for the theme to be hear some rock and roll in your goddamn ears.
Yeah, that's right. And, and you're lucky to listen to it.
Yeah. So, you are. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And you should enjoy every bloody minute of it.
Seriously. Let's just get on with it. What are you done fiddling around?
I'm done fiddling around.
I was waiting for you to get back to the right screen.
I was setting up the electronics here. That's the way it goes.
I was trying
kids.
To time that the right way, but you kept going to different screens.
That's right.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. I'm in New Zealand now. We'll fix this up.
Let's start it out. We're starting with a band that I'm sure you're very familiar with. I didn't even think of this till just now. They're a family band, if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
They're one of those acts.
They're
a family band.
They are indeed. The Brothers Van Halen.
Eventually, they were multi-generation family band. Think about that.
Became that.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. So anyway, here's the Van Halen with And the Cradle Will Rock.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot.
It's more than just some new sensation. Well, the
you've seen Junior's grades.
Boy, and so an early age he hits the street, winds up tight.
Of course. It's AC/DC singing the title track from their record, High Voltage. My God, 1976 was just a kick-ass year. Oh, my God.
That's just so long ago.
So long ago. You weren't even there.
I wasn't.
Yeah. As that was it.
That's right. I was -3 at the time.
You were -3. You were barely a thought. So, my God, AC/DC kicking it there. The Angus boys, or the Young boys, excuse me, yeah, kicking it into high gear. Malcolm and Angus, I'm trying to think of.
Angus and the boys.
Angus is that and the boys, go yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. So that was cool. Great stuff, man. That record is certainly, though. If I was going to recommend an AC/DC
record,
that
the one?
That would be the one. I don't think about Dirty Deeds. That's a little bit too silly.
Yeah.
High Voltage is the rockin' record I would really recommend.
I really like Dirty Deeds, but yeah, you're right. Other silly songs are in that one. Is that the one that...
That's got one big ball.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to... Okay, yeah.
That's the really stupid.
Is that
one.
The one that has Jack the Stripper on it too?
No, that's a Sabbath song.
Oh, sorry, that's right. That's another stupid song. I'm confusing my loud bands.
Oh my!
I'm fired.
Just for that, you got to read the data of this last set.
We started with the Van Halen with "And the Cradle Will Rock," featuring Diamond, David Lee Roth, and lead vocals. The good Van Halen.
Yes, the older Van Halen. The oldest, the original Van Halen.
Yes,
Van Halen Mach 1.
1.0. And that's from their record Women and Children First. I love the title. And then we moved, taking it back even further into the Wayback Machine with Nazareth, with the title track from their record Hair of the Dog.
Oh, God. There's another one I remember coming out and just getting played like crazy.
It's a great song, man. Amazing, man. And then someone let a bunch of chicks in here, and the Runaways did You Drive Me Wild, the title track, or from their self-titled debut record. What the hell is that noise outside?
Oh, I think it's the police helicopter circling around out there.
Yeesh. The cops. That was the Runaways with You Drive Me Wild, and then we moved on to the Led Zeppelin. Is that what you call them?
I think that would be appropriate, yes.
The Led Zeppelin.
The Led Zeppelin.
With a song that I used to hear on the radio a lot, and I have not heard in forever, Living Loving Maid.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great tune from their second record, which I'm going to go out on a very tiny limb. Much better than their first record. The second one is
definitely
so good.
Much more together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any covers on the second one. The first one is half covers still.
I think
the second one's all originals.
I think you might be right about
that. A lot
that.
Of love is on the second one, man.
I think you might be right about
that.
Can't
mess around there.
Yeah.
And then we finished up there with AC/DC. Oh, man. These people down in the outback can make some goddamn noise, too, eh?
They got something to do out there.
Got a lot of space.
Got to fill the space with a lot of noise.
Take this, you wallabies. And we played the title track to their excellent record, High Voltage, which, as Scott mentioned, if you want to get somebody into the AC/DC. Most people reach for Black and Black. No. You reach for High Voltage.
Yeah. No, Back in Black is the reunion, or the return.
It's the best of the second incarnation.
Yeah.
Because after that, all I do is
Highway to Hell. That people would reach for Highway to Hell.
I love Highway to Hell. That would actually be my choice. But if you want to go with High Voltage, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Back in Black is the best of 2.0, and then they wind up trying to remake that record for 35 fucking years.
Yes, over and over and over again.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Yeah, I like Ballbreaker. That was a good one too.
But yes, High Voltage is a good one. Dirty Deeds is a good record. Mm-hmm. That's got some good stuff on it. The live record.
I love the live one,
which is just burning.
Yeah.
That's some AC/DC. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What are your feelings on For Those About to Rock?
It's parts of it are good.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of it are good.
I agree. It's not the best. I don't like the title track is the thing.
Because it's still
Bon Scott.
Yeah, I know.
But he's fucked up.
Way. He's really fucked up. Really, really. Yeah, it's probably I don't know.
I think it's their dumbest guy.
It's their dumbest record.
It really is. It's really dumb. It's not really well produced.
And I think they completely lost it. They bring out
cannons for a reason. They got nothing going on.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. We'll blow a few things up not much.
Put a hole in the wall. We got no songs.
We got nothing here. But we got a lot of other stuff. They got a lot of going on here, like Black Sabbath.
Are you
going to
start with this, are you?
Who had a lot of stuff going on.
Oof-ah.
And
Strap in for this one.
By the time Paranoid came out, which is this record, things were in solid and full gear.
Yeah.
And
this is them at full powers here.
So if you want to get into some Black Sabbath, pick up on the first four Black Sabbath records, mm-hmm. and you'll be just doing just fine.
Yeah.
This is from the second one. This is Paranoid. Yeah. This is Rat Salad. Take it.
Woo.
We'll be right back. told you, baby. They're gonna put you away.
It is so sick.
Put your baby dressed up in red. Put your baby mess in your head. Put your baby going at night. Put your baby turn on the light. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah now. Today it's the day, but you may be gonna put you away. Oh yeah. Oh
Was that sampling? Was that some early sampling we heard in there with those kind of Beatlesque riffs?
Oh my! I heard Satisfaction in there too.
Yeah, there was some Rolling Stones and stuff. In there.
They got to that part, and Scott and I were like, "How many riffs was that they just stole?"
Dude, they stole like four riffs that's in great. Their closing, man. How did they do that? How did they get away with that?
I don't know, but that was so great.
April Wine, and that is a song. It's called "I Like to Rock."
Yes,
I don't know what he was trying to get across, but I think he said he wants to rock.
I know that it was based on a 17th century poem by John Keats.
Keats
is what I remember about that song.
Okay,
I believe it was originally "I liketh to rocketh."
Oh yes, from the very old English. Yes, oh yes. My goodness,
from the Middle English.
The album is called "Harder Faster." Yes. Is this "Hardereth and Fastereth"?
Harder and Fastereth. And then you die at 24 of tuberculosis.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay. Is that what he did? Is that
it is. I'm showing off my literary degree. Yes, that is exactly what happened, Scott. John Good. Keats died when he was 24.
You don't have tuberculosis, man. I was like,
he had the itis of some kind that they used to get back
then. One of
then.
Those osises?
Yeah. You're right. It wasn't an itis. It was an osis. I keep getting it wrong. Yeah. Sorry. Good correction.
It there. Could be an itis.
I think it was an itis that became an osis.
17th century, you know, it's... It could have been an itis or an otis.
Everything was in the air back then.
It was an itis or an otis.
It's your fault for getting that near the livestock, man.
That's right.
It really is.
Them cows and chickens, they got all kinds of passing. Seriously. They're passing. Seriously. There was no antibiotics or anything like that. You want to? What was that in that set?
I will read it. Oh, then yes. You got to do the plugs.
Okay, I will do that, yes.
We started with an instrumental, heavy on the mental. From the Black Sabbath, a song called Rat Salad, and that's a riff off from their great record, Paranoid. Mm-hmm. That's the one where they used to...
That's their drum solo song.
That's right. That's the one where Ozzy goes back and gets his blood transfused during the show,
that's
right?
That's right, exactly. That glug, glug, glug.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Be back in a minute. You guys plick around.
You look very refreshed. I've got another man's blood in me now.
I've got my collar back.
That's right. Ozzy goes and like takes a nap hanging upside down for a couple minutes.
Well, you know, that would not surprise me.
It would not.
I can see that happening.
It's from my back.
Yeah, my back.
Then we moved on to one of, I can easily say, our favorite hard rock bands, the Motorhead. Mm. God damn it, Motorhead.
A classic song from them, and I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, me either. Fast and Loose from their, I'm going to say, go out and say it, their best record, Ace of Spades. That's mm-hmm. the one you hand to everyone first. It's got all the songs you know from them on it. It's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to another lady that would have been too much for either Scott or I to handle. You and I together couldn't handle her.
No, I think a platoon couldn't handle
nope.
Wendy O. Williams.
Nope. You need a phalanx of men to handle this lady. She's a bit much.
And their phalanxes.
Hey-o. We played a band called The Plasmatics, who we totally recommend looking into. Her vocals on a lot of these songs are just wild.
Like, no, she's pure punk rock.
She's got quite a voice on her.
She was quite a front person for that band. They were quite something.
And a real striking presence if you watch their videos, because she's... beautiful. She's like 6 feet tall, and she's got the spikiest, longest spikes I've ever seen anyone wear, like punk hair spikes.
Oh my god,
her spikes are like a foot long in some of their videos. Like, it's wild, her look. Like, it's just the whole thing.
The whole Plasmatic thing was just,
yeah, their whole band looked wild. They look like a post-apocalyptic,
they were
like cosplay kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, if you ever saw like the last Mad Max movie, that's what their band looks like.
That's a good analogy. That's exactly what
it
they
totally
look like.
Is.
Man, that's really something.
That was a song of theirs called "Butcher Baby" from their record "New Hope for the Wretched." Love that title.
Yeah,
"New Hope for the Wretched." What a great title. And then we moved on to one of Scott's favorites, Mr. Alice Cooper. And his band, also called Alice Cooper. Look at that.
The Alice Cooper Band.
The Alice Cooper Band. Their biggest hit, I'm 18, from their record Love It to Death. Actually, School's Out is probably their biggest hit. My bad.
School's Out.
Yeah. I'm 18 is just a great song.
It's a great single, too.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And then we moved back to England with the Judas Priest. Oh, English steel.
They're all out there.
It's best.
Uh-oh. They had a band. They had an album called English.
Look at me. I know,
how
right?
did you do that? You worked at it.
Like I know music or something.
I saw what you did there.
And we played their song Heading Out to the Highway. That one kicks ass. And that's from their record Point of Entry, which is very good. And then we moved on to our favorite dumb guy song of the night. I Like to Rock.
Yes.
I Like to Rock. My April Wine.
The depth. From the Keatsian depth.
Yes. From their excellently titled record Harder, dot, 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 Faster.
Another deep thought.
There's double entendres and there's single entendres, and then there's what they're doing, which is like not even an entendre.
I like
the rock.
It's entendre. It's entendery.
I like rocking and fucking.
That's about it. No entenderies about it.
Nope. Anyway, here's Scott with the plugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. You send stuff there. We write back. Pretty simple. balconyradio@gmail.com. That, of course, leads you right back to the website balconyradio.com, which has many things going on, like our stream going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so Monday through Friday, we play all the rock stuff and all the country stuff and things like that Monday through Friday.
And the R&B and the soul
and all that stuff. But on the weekends, we kind of narrow things, focus things up, if you will, to jazz. So it's kind of a little, try and get something for everybody in the stream there. So you can check that out
at
Culture Man, balconyradio.com.
We play that smart people music on the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you sit there and relax. I'll take care of everything here. You just put those things. Yeah, you do that. So that's the stream. You can also subscribe to our RSS feed and get this and one of our other 24 shows that we drop every once a week. And we have multiple shows of multiple genres, and they are available to you from rock to psych to country to a Rolling Stones show, a Beatles show, a ladies show, a rock show just like this one. Golly gee. So you can get this one as well. So there's everything for you. We try and provide everything for you in our programming. Like I said, we have about 24 shows, and we're getting our database back, and slowly but surely we will have all 500 plus shows back online for you. So sit tight on that. That's coming around. And we are also on social media type things. We are first off on the Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. We are at Balcony Radio. That is on Instagram. And we post a lot of fun things there. We post albums from our record collection here that we like to listen to and that we think you might be interested in listening to as well. So that we do that on Instagram for at Balcony Radio. And then we are also on Facebook. We are facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM. Just put in Balcony Radio. We wrap up there, and there we are. So you get us on Facebook as well, where we post all of our latest shows. We post articles that we find about music and so forth, and just kind of have a fun time all around. We don't do anything on Twitter. We have at Balcony Radio, and we don't do anything on Twitter. Besides Twitter, Elon Musk owns Twitter now, so we don't have anything to do with that. So find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, and find us right here at balconyradio.com, and find us here having a rocking good time in the studio, just having a good time.
Yeah. I saw the thing about our friend Elon buying the biggest share of Twitter he could, and I just thought, that's less reason for Scott to ever go on there.
Yes.
Never. Now it's
and a whole lot
happening.
Of other people.
Yeah. But once that guy gets involved, I know Scott is never, ever going to be on Twitter.
I have no intention of doing that whatsoever.
This seals it, though.
It seals the deal. That's right. It's a deal sealer.
If there's one thing I know about you, you have a no douchebags policy.
You're right about that.
Scott really does.
It is in my social media policy. Yes, it has to be no douchebags.
I'm not going to lie. That is an actual policy that Scott lives by.
Get a bumper sticker that says no douchebags.
If you're a douche, Scott really pieces out on you. And you're so I really understand your Twitter feeling. I'm feeling the same way. I have to do it for work. And that I hate it. I really hate it. I don't look at it. I just post. I don't read. That's
Well, there's nothing worth reading on Twitter anyway.
No, there's not. Every once in a while, I'll check just to see if anyone said anything funny. And no, it's just terrible. It's a cesspool. I hate it.
I don't even go near it.
Ugh.
I prefer the other two myself.
Yeah,
prefer Instagram. Prefer Facebook.
I do too.
Or Meta, whatever you want to call that bullshit.
Oh my God.
Whatever the fuck.
That's never going to catch on, right?
I certainly hope not.
Ugh. I feel like that's one of those things like Snoop Lion or like, like Chris Gaines.
Oh, like,
you really tried. I'll give you a very valiant effort
fell
for trying.
A little bit short.
Like for the first time, it's like, that's never going to catch on.
Chris Gaines, no. Thank God.
Snoop Lion.
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
When he went reggae for a minute and he changed his name to Snoop Lion.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, it happens.
Oh, no.
It happened.
I'm glad I missed that. I'm glad.
Yeah, you're still stuck on P. Diddy, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Yeah. Anyway, here's T-Rex.
Loaded up. She's a hell of a giant.
She's a type.
She's one of a kind.
She's a type.
She's a talented girl.
She's a type.
She's got her head down tight.
Keeps getting bigger.
Black Sabbath.
Talking Heads.
And bigger.
Pink Floyd.
Lucinda Williams.
Bruce Springsteen.
Motorhead!
Over 65,000 tracks and counting. This is Balcony Radio.
We'll be right back.
girls, pretty boys. Have you ever heard your mommy shout, noise and noise, go.
There you go. My favorite LA band, X, straight out of the punk rock scene, and I have seen that band 4 times, and every time was kick fucking ass, every fucking time. And that is from my favorite X album, Under the Big Black Sun, Because I Do is the name of that one.
All right.
Kick fucking ass, X, motherfucking
ass. Can we go through the reasons why X is the best? Okay, first off, two lead singers. One of them is a chick who's like an awesome
poetry
poet.
Who writes part-time poetry. Witch. Part-time witch. Who loves great religious artifacts.
Queen of the San Fernando Valley, I believe, unofficial. Yeah. The other lead singer is a great journeyman actor. That guy, actor. He's been in a million movies. John Doe.
She
turns up in everything.
Yep.
And then they have a lead guitarist who just stands in one place with his legs spread apart.
Smiles.
And smiles and looks at the crowd creepily while doing riff after riff after riff.
That's right.
They were a country band for a minute.
Fuck yeah.
For two records.
A great drummer.
Their drummer has like eight arms, I believe.
He's got 11 arms. Yeah.
And they're just a great band. And like, you're right. They're like maybe the best band to come out of Lohengilis.
Fuck yeah, man.
They're really tough to beat. If people say The Doors, we say really, you know, like screw you. That's wrong.
You get X's first four records, man. Oof. They are just rock solid, just kick
and
ass.
And the couple Knitters records are as
and
well.
And a couple Knitters records, mm-hmm. Absolutely, definitely. But like I said, Under the Big Black Sun is my favorite. I love
that. All right, let's do it. L.A. bands, it's X, it's Los Lobos, it's the Blasters.
Plugs, the Plugs.
You're going to put them that high?
I definitely will put them in there, yes.
The Doors, if you're old.
Let's see, as far as there's the Germs, you could put them in there.
Interesting, yes. You really could.
Put all kinds. Just like,
there's lots of punk bands you could put in there.
Yeah, solid punk bands. And then it's some really good.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Definitely Red Hot Chili Peppers. You could do that.
I know you could. I was being that guy, but you really could.
Yeah. You know, even though shut up out there.
Yeah, that was Flea out there chiming in.
You're chiming in on there. We got your back, Flea. Just shut the fuck up.
Californication.
So, LA bands, fuck everywhere.
But yeah, you're right. X is probably the best. Me personally, my vote is Los Lobos, but I'm okay with X being
there. You go, Los Lobos, who I've seen a couple of times in concert as well.
I have two tremendous,
amazing band. Mm-hmm. Really, just highly, totally, completely underrated.
Completely. They just won another Grammy for like Best Americana Record the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For their 50,000th album.
Wow, I did not know that. Wow. Right on, Los Lobos.
I love that band. They put out a record every 8 to 10 months or something, and they've been doing that since 1977. They're so great.
Yeah.
They put out so much music.
Just,
they're really great.
You can get lost in that mm-hmm. discography, man.
I'll make you a mixtape if you want, Scott.
Yes.
Anyway, let's go on to the finale set of the
night.
Do
we have here more music?
Oh, look at this. Not an LA band, but another Southern California act. Here we go. I'm going to say this. Best band from Orange County, Social Distortion.
Oh, one of the best. One of the best. You know, I mean, you could throw in a lot of bands from Orange County that would give Social Distortion a run for their money.
You know what would happen? Mike Ness would stomp on them.
Well, we'll go with Social Distortion.
Yeah, lace up your docks and let's play some Social D, man. Come on.
Let me just get my technical shit going on here. It's just jumping all over the place, my God. Okay, Social Distortion.
But don't forget that they're your future. Don't buy some car. Well, I love you so much, I didn't get too far. $400 You were sweet that day. I guess that I should have known that you'd never repay. $400 $400 And you don't give a fuck. Sedan, and it's a mom and pop car, and now you're all over its back, under the grids of the bar. $400 $400 Don't give a fuck. $400 puppy dog that you cat on the street, and now we're both fucked. But I'm a $400 $400 $400 And you don't give a fuck. Someday that car is gonna look so good in front of our house.
Thank you very much. It's Queen ending this rock and roll conundrum that we have been here for the last 2 hours, playing all kinds of great music. Fight from the Inside, from another fave rave album of mine, News of the World, man. Wow.
So good. You know how good that song is? I picked a different Queen song for the show, and Scott was like, no, no, no.
Yeah, that's right.
This is one of the rare step-ins where Scott was like, I need to pick a better song for you.
That's right.
I'm glad you did.
Let me find one here for you.
Queen
novice.
What did I pick? I picked something else on the record.
You picked The Swing.
Oh, that's right.
Sleeping on the Sidewalk.
I picked Sleeping on the Sidewalk because I just liked that song so much. But you're right. This one's a thumper.
We had to change that one right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And needed something to end this wonderful Sock Rock and Beats episode 17. Solid fucking rock. Good picks tonight, man. Good picks.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Excellent. Do you want to read that stuff off?
Yeah, let me read it off.
Sure, sure.
So we started with... I love this band so much. Mm. Social Distortion.
Yeah.
With
speaking of Orange County.
Exactly.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
With their song All the Answers from their great record. Is that the first one, Mommy's Little Monster? I think. Or is this. I think that is the first one.
Offhand, I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember. There might be one before that. Because they don't do a self-titled one until later on. Because that's the one with Ball and Chain on it, is the self-titled one.
Well, this one came out in 82. So 82. It's close to being there.
There's Another State of Mind older.
Yeah, there's a few other ones that are a little
going,
bit older.
Keep going.
So let's see what we have
now
here.
I need to know.
Yeah, we'll check it out here. So we'll
see. Yeah, this is right there is where they lose me about the Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. Don't like that record.
They do a country album early on. I guess that is their first
record. Yeah, that's the first one. I thought so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1982.
It's very good. That's a song called All the Answers. Mike Ness always sounding like a 65-year-old man, even back then.
You really did.
Hey, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Arr.
Hey, don't make fun of my tank top.
Yeah, Social Distortion. He's always wearing the bandana.
It used to be for coolness. Now I know it's for covering shit up.
That's right.
I know
what
that.
What you got under there?
I know what you're doing.
And he won't show you.
No, he won't. He'll punch you in the face if you touch his bandana. You know what happened.
That's right.
And then we moved on to Aerosmith with a song called S.O.S. from one of their great 70s records, Get Your Wings. That's not the best record, but still a good one.
Good one, yeah. That's an early one.
I know. It's hard to recommend an early Aerosmith record because the highs on the records are so high and the lows are so low. All their records are really spotty.
Well, you have Aerosmith, you have Toys in the Attic,
Draw the Line is the one I would
Draw
recommend.
The Line is a good one, and then... The other one that I just can't think of.
Gems?
No, it's not Gems. It's something else that I can't think of the name of. It came out right after Toys in the Attic, but I just can't think of the name of it. But anyway, yes, early Aerosmith. There were.
I'm stumped too.
Yeah, early Aerosmith. It's hard to.
You named all the ones that I remember.
They're not consistent.
No, not at all. Not even during their comeback periods. Like, Permanent Vacation is kind of hard to listen to.
It's a little repetitive and a little redundant.
Mm-hmm.
It does the same thing quite a long time.
But when they get it right, Jesus
It does
Christ.
The right things.
I know, that's the thing.
Right things.
That's the thing. You know what they are is the guy that hits 250 and strikes out a lot, but then he hits 45 fucking home runs.
Yeah, that's right. that's averaging, yeah.
Right, once in a while this guy's going to put one in the upper deck. Oh, right.
Exactly, exactly.
Aerosmith is going to do Dream On or Toys in the Attic. It's going to make up for a lot.
It'll make up for a little lost ground.
And then we moved on back to the punk music with the Descendants, another Southern California band.
Mm-hmm.
More of this Orange County noise.
Mm-hmm.
The song of theirs called Hope. From their excellent punk record, Milo Goes to College.
Classic.
So good. It's really, really good.
That's one that you definitely have to get either on vinyl or CD because the Descendants record to get.
It really is. They put out a ton after, but really that's this is a situation where the first one's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still good. There's a lot of great material.
Oh, yeah.
But just really start with the first one. And then we moved on to Balcony Hero, the Reverend Horton Heat.
Yes.
Sign of the cross, please.
Yes.
With his song, $400. Give it to him.
Give it to him.
Cash on the barrelhead, please.
Need it now, man.
He's not messing around. Mm-hmm. He'll slash your tires if you don't give him $400.
Or hit you with his guitar.
He'll do something. I know. There's just going to be chains involved in some way.
Yeah. A serious violent moment.
All I know is you're going to be left with a pomade stain somewhere in the vicinity.
In the vicinity of your face.
It's a song called 400 Bucks from the Rev's great, great, great record, The Full Custom Gospel Sounds of the Reverend Horton Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of those ones, if you're going to recommend a record of his, they all kind of sound the same,
yeah,
but they all kick ass.
You can drop in anywhere there.
I really, any of the old ones from the first, from the 80s or early 90s are just wonderful. It's just the same. It's just 1, 2, 3, rock.
Rock. Just play some bluesy rock.
Bluesy rock. There's going to be a wicked solo in the middle, and there's going to be some funny lyrics that when you listen to them, you're like, this guy's hilarious.
It's great. I'm staying with this band
staying
forever.
Staying with this band forever. And they're really good. They really are, and he's put out a lot of music. So
lots. Yes.
And then we moved on to, can I say your favorite band?
Yes, you can.
Is this your favorite band?
This is my favorite band.
Oh, actually, no. We're going to start with my favorite band first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. The Replacements. With Stuck in the Middle from their early EP, Stink. The Replacements Stink.
Mm.
That one is not one to recommend to people. That's when you're really into the band and you're like, let me do a deep dive.
You want to jump to the first record?
Oh no, with them you get people Pleased to Meet Me.
Oh okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, or Tim. Mm-hmm. No, Tim is my favorite. You give them Tim.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one called Stuck in the Middle. The Replacements Stink. Six songs, I believe 13 minutes is the album.
Something like that.
It's something really crazy. Yeah. It's great. It's one of those ones you buy, you feel ripped off, and I think that's the point.
That's right. That's the point.
You dummies.
We played this thing and got out of there.
And then we finished up there with Scott's favorite band, yes, The Queen.
Yes.
With a great song called Fight from the Inside from probably their best record, I'm going to say, News of the World. It's the one that rocks the hardest.
I think that could very well be the truth. It's my favorite record.
People will vouch for Night at the Opera, and it's really wonderful and everything, and Killer Queen is great and all, but like this is the one.
Mm. Yeah. There was a period there where Queen was kind of like, up and down.
Yeah, yeah. And then they
went through a couple producers after they did A Night at the Opera. A Day at the Races. They went through a couple producers. But then they landed on themselves for this record, and it was...
They self-produced this?
Yes, they did.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was wonderful, man.
That's awesome.
And it ended this wonderful rock and roll show. Thank you very much. Oh, this is amazing. That was Sock Rock and Beats, episode 17, ladies and gentlemen. You can let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and all this loud noise that we played tonight.
Yes.
Like Scott said, you can find us on the internet. Go to Facebook, search Balcony Radio. Go to Instagram, search Balcony Radio. Do not go to Twitter, but you can still search Balcony Radio there if you're feeling inclined.
We don't tweet.
I think it autofills still. The last time we checked, like 2 years ago, it was tweeting whenever we posted something on Facebook, and I was so mad about that.
Oh wow!
Because it seemed like we were actually on Twitter, and I was so fucking pissed about that.
I didn't even know that.
I did.
We didn't respond if anybody saw it.
Yeah, I didn't respond. I threw my phone across the room. So.
Well, that's better. I'm sure there are better.
That's usually how I react.
You need to go
Twitter,
to those
though.
Anger management classes.
Hey, fuck you, man. So we're going to get out of here. Find us on the Instagram, the Facebook, not the Twitter. Email us at balconyradio@gmail.com. Go to the website, balconyradio.com. Stream music for free, commercial free all the time. Oof, oof. Yay. Download the RSS. I always get that. How many S's? RSS. Yeesh. Download the RSS. Get a shot. Get boosted. Stay 6 to 12 feet away from everybody.
I bet you don't know what it stands for.
No clue. Don't care.
Okay.
What else? Any other your libby causes you want to?
I think you've just about my libby causes. I think
get a boost. Go outside. Walk. Don't drive everywhere.
Get boost. Get all that stuff.
Yeah.
Be smart. Be safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Take care of me.
Yeah.
I deserve this.
Go to local businesses. Okay.
There you go.
There's
go to your local business.
Yes.
Stay away from the big box stores. Oh,
please do.
Okay. We're going to get out of here.
Yes. And what better way than...
another L.A. band.
I know. I was about to say this. What the hell's happening tonight?
All right. You were really on some sort of...
Subconsciously. Yes? It was happening.
My.
Here it is. This is the Cramps with Goddamn Rock and Roll.
Yes, man. Stay sick.
Stay sick.
See ya.
Laters.
I dig that goddamn rock and roll. The kind of stuff that don't save souls. And I'm just horny enough to throw a blind screw through some halo. Now Jill's bucket Jack had to hold. Some rabbit dug himself some Alice hole. Humpty Dumpty.
Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Glee.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul. Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Cusson.
Your
the incredible string band.
Ears.